everyone. Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Shauna Thompson. I'm thinking about baptism today, and I was thinking back on my baptismal day, and, you know, that was a long time ago. That was, you know, trust me, a long time ago. But I really kind of love looking back on it in hindsight, because there were some special things that happened around my baptism. I remember at the time, this was way back in the 70s, we had like film strips or something that they would show us at baptisms. And I remember that year, the church had kind of made a call for everybody to sort of, you know, if they have a child that can sing, come and audition. They were going to make a new baptismal film strip. I want to say video, but yeah, that didn't occur back then. And so they needed a singer for it. And guess what? Yep, I got it. I got that part. And so I remember coming to the tabernacle and going into this recording studio at 7 years old and recording I'm a Child of God. And I remember the day of my baptism, walking in, watching this film strip with me singing underneath. It was a little surreal and a little crazy, but also really, really exciting, and thinking how exciting that I got to be a part of this really amazing moment, this amazing film strip that people are gonna hear, and they're gonna hear a little child's voice, and it was mine. It was kind of strange, but a good day. And guess what? My baptism went off without a hitch. It was easy, and then my mom and dad treated me to a fancy night at Arctic Circle. Yeah, they asked me where I wanted to go, and I wanted to celebrate my baptismal day at Arctic Circle. Yeah, nothing better than a range burger to kick off an evening after being baptized. So those are my thoughts on my baptismal day. But it's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing, whether you're a child of eight or whether you are a convert to the church. Baptism is an absolute and crucial part of moving on in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So here's what President Uchtdorf has to say about baptism itself.
When we hear the transcendent truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ, hope and faith begin to blossom inside of us. The more we fill our hearts and minds with the message of the risen Christ, the greater our desires to follow him and live his teachings. This in turn causes our faith to grow and allows the light of Christ to illuminate our hearts. As it does, we recognize the imperfections in our lives and we desire to be cleansed of the depressing burdens of sin. We yearn for freedom from guilt, and this inspires us to repent. Faith and repentance lead to the purifying waters of baptism, where we covenant to take upon us the name of Jesus Christ and walk in his footsteps.
Isn't that beautiful? What a beautiful quote from President Uchtdorf. And in that same spirit, going along with that, if you want to watch a beautiful video, go to www.youtube.com, and of course go to the Mormon Channel page there, and pull up Jesus is Baptized by John. It's a beautiful reminder that our Savior did it first, that it was an important enough ordinance that the Savior led the way and did it first. And it's a beautiful reminder, especially at this time of year when we're thinking about our Savior. And well, we should be thinking about our Savior always. But when it's really intense around Christmas time, it's a good one to watch. So check that one out. President Faust tells, first of all, he explains about the ordinances of the gospel. He says that the Savior taught us that all men and women should be born again. And he talks about how first, our first birth takes place when we enter mortality, when we're born into this life. But our second birth begins when we are baptized by water, by one holding the priesthood of God, and is completed when we are confirmed. And he talks about a man named Albert Peters, who told of an experience that he and his companion had of a man being born again, as we just spoke of. He said that they were, now I hope I get this right, Atiati, in the village of Sasina in Samoa. And they found this unshaven, misshapen man lying in bed. But he wanted to hear their message. And so they presented their first discussion, and they bore, you know, testimony to him of the Savior. And then they left. And as they walked away, they discussed the condition that they found him in, and he had had polio 22 years before, and that had left him without the use of his arms or legs. And so they were wondering, could he ever be baptized? I mean, he's so completely disabled. Would we be able to even get him into a baptismal font? Well, they visited their new friend the next day, but this time his countenance and his appearance was completely different. He was bright, he was clean-shaven, and he had even had his bedding changed. And he said, today I begin to live again because yesterday my prayers were answered. I have waited for more than 20 years for someone to come and tell me about the true gospel of Jesus Christ. And so they said for several weeks, they taught this sincere and intelligent man riddled with polio about the gospel. And he asked them to fast with him so that he would have the strength to go down into the water and be baptized. Well, the nearest baptismal font was 8 miles away, and so they carried him to their car, and they drove him to the chapel. And when they decided that they were going to pick him up to take him to the font, he said, no, please put me down. This is the most important event in my life. I know without a doubt in my mind that this is the only way to eternal salvation. I will not be carried to my salvation. So they lowered Atiati to the ground. And after a huge effort, he managed to pull himself up. And that man who had lain for 20 years without moving was now standing. And slowly, one shaky step at a time, Atiati went down into the steps of the font and into the waters of baptism where the missionaries took him by the hand and baptized him. And he told Elder Peters that he knew that he would be able to walk the morning of his baptism. He said, since faith can move a stubborn mountain, I had no doubt in my mind that it would mend these limbs of mine. And I just think that's such a beautiful story of the faith of this wonderful man, that faith can perform miracles. And I know that our Heavenly Father knew the intentions of his heart, knew that he wanted this more than anything. And I know that Heavenly Father probably sent guardian angels to that man to lift him and let him walk into the waters of baptism. Well, share your thoughts and feelings about baptism. You always can get a hold of us through Mormon Channel Daily at LDSChurch.org. We always love to read your comments and hear the things that you have to say. They're poignant and they mean something to us here. So give us your thoughts. Maybe you are a convert to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. What was your baptismal day like? Did you go to the Arctic Circle like I did? Probably not. No. But let us know. Let us know your thoughts and feelings about the ordinance of baptism. And we'll go out today with a song appropriately named Born Again, featuring Jenny Phillips. Have a wonderful day.
I had forgotten how sweet total surrender can be. I'm turning over my weakness, letting you pick up the pieces. I stand in awe and wonder as you wash away every stain. I am forever changed, born again, stepping out of the night, feeling the marvelous light on my face, lifted up by your grace. Lord, how could I ever repay for this newness deep within? I am born again. I thought my chances were gone, but your love has proven me wrong. You lead me out of the dark. You bring new hope to my heart. I stand in awe wonder. Putting my life in your hands, giving you all that I am, born again, stepping out of the night, feeling the marvelous light on my face, lifted up by your grace. Lord, how could I ever repay you for this newness deep within? I am born again. I am born again.